Hi, I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not Shannon.
Girl, your top shelf vagina.
Winner, winner, winner.
Suisse en sac de vie.
Girl Fighters!
I'm the fucking worst! I'm the fucking worst! Oh,
so
fuck
we actually
me.
Almost just wrapped up the podcast. And now we're pushing record. So it was a good trial run, good dry run. And we've got.
I'm fired. I need a fucking producer. Can someone just please come?
Lots of good.
Make sure that we hit record and that our microphone volumes are fucking right in my house so I don't have to fucking do it anymore.
This said production intern would not be paid, but is allowed to get some cheese and or cocktails.
And booze. Yeah. Yep, okay, you yep. And cheese and booze.
We would prefer the future production manager to be 24, male.
And named Chris of Evans or other varieties.
Or have a similar body. And if you come without a shirt, then, you know, I'm going to say that that's consent. So... We're mom brunching, and you can't expect to just come into here with no shirt on. And
God,
no, we're fine. We're starting over. Shannon is a little, she's having a moment because, you know, sometimes you're hot mess mom.
Sometimes you're hot mess.
You're all
mom.
Together.
See, I told you, I'm mostly together. I'm like 10% hot mess mom.
So, we
done.
This is perfect though because there was so much chewing in the it was meant to be because
it's true. There was a lot Shannon
of chewing. Shannon was distracted by the amazing spread of food that she made for us, and she's gonna have to go through what all it is again because I don't say things the right way, and with her real world experience, she's the fancier of the two of us. So Shannon, what are we eating and drinking?
I love you. Thank you so much, Christina. Welcome, Christina, to the podcast. Woo!
Yay!
Mom brunch!
Hashtag affair with Shannon.
Hashtag affair with Shannon.
She's my...
I'm your side piece.
Yeah. Because Maggie's the main squeeze, but, you know, Maggie apparently has busy weekends, busy evenings. She just isn't around anymore. I'm just kidding, Maggie. It was around.
She's on vacation last week. And
she was on vacation.
I ended up having the plague during the week, and so we just decided to do, like, little mom brunch on a Sunday.
It is. Yeah, I'm crazy with the kids during the week and stuff, so we had, like, 8 days to choose from, and this is the time slot we settled on.
Yep. I even tried to be like, you don't have to come over. We've been sick all week. And Christina was like, no, I'm coming over. I was like, oh, Christina needs mom time.
Yeah, we're done.
I read between those lines. All right.
Come over.
It's that mom time.
Let me come to your house, please.
Because I like to come. We like to come to you too to make it easy. To make it quote unquote easier for your life and whatnot. And you're like, I'm coming to you to Brighton. I was like, okay.
But as you know, in the last podcast, if you listened, which of course you had, my husband had to step in for me because babies were misbehaving, and I don't want you guys to have that kind of inconsistency in your life. Like you need. You need a steady figure throughout the entirety of the podcast, which means I need to not have children.
Brian pop in.
Not need to have children
fun.
Here.
I loved it. So mom brunch today, yay! We fried up some halloumi, and I got stanky butter cheese, which Christina is mad about. I think she might like it. I
did
it with
the second.
Did you try the honey on it?
I didn't, but the second round, I was like, I can kind of get into. It's like. The butt sex of this spread, where it's like the first time I was like, I don't want to do that again. But the second time I was like, I could get into this. So,
halloumi and roasted globe grapes. They're ginormous. So ginormous, I had to pull them off the stalk, the branches of the grapes, and roast them. I don't know what it's called. What are the
That's what I'm trying to think. No, you said stalk, and I was thinking corn.
Yeah, sorry. The vine.
It's
the vine.
Oh, yeah, vine.
There we go.
Yeah, the...
Of the grape.
It could be stalk, too. No, vine doesn't even sound right. It's ripe, but it doesn't sound right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Cut it
anyway, and roast them individually, because they were so ginormous, I couldn't roast them in a bunch.
I just thought it was supposed to be this way.
Yeah.
Shannon's way fancier than me, so she knows these things.
Hand whipped cream, strawberries. We got fancy chocolate mint cake, and lox and toasted pumpernickel bread with Chabot onion cream cheese. So we got a spread going on. Some sort of fake for hurricane, just kind of rum and passion fruit juice, and we've just been momming it off.
Plus, we're like almost done with the first drink. That screams. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know what time it is. What time is it?
We're good. We got like, it's like 1:20.
Oh, 1:20.
Yeah, we got time. We got time to put
down. Yeah, so we were literally 30 minutes into like an amazing podcast episode. I was like, let me check on shit. And then I was like, what?
All good. But Shannon's over here beating herself up, and I don't even know how to record on my phone, actually. Every video that I tried to take the last like 3 weeks is like a still photo and then a 2 second clip of a video afterwards, because apparently on the phone that I've had for 14 months, you don't need to hold down the button to record. It is.
Oh, no, you just hit the button.
No, this is where my smartphone expertise is at. Yes. I really should go back to flip phones and just accept that this wasn't meant to be for me. But
no, on Snapchat, you have to hold down.
Maybe that's what it is. I snap videos so often that I'm all right. Shannon, yeah. Speaker of all that is smartphones. Now that she has a new fancy one.
Yes, the new XR that I got in Washington, D.C. while I was traveling for work. That was awesome. So, but I'm not going to talk about that anymore. I'm done. 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 I think we should just move forward. We should just move forward, Christina.
All right.
See where it takes us.
Okay, moving forward.
So we were in the middle of talking about Joe Biden when I decided to check on the phone and realized that the number counter wasn't going.
I kind of don't believe it. So, Joe is apparently another creepy politician. And I'm torn.
Yeah.
It was recent. Only one accuser. And I just am not getting a good vibe about it. So,
Maggie remembered that he did not stand up for Anita Hill in the 90s when Clarence Thomas was being nominated for the Supreme Court, that he had the option to, like, he was in charge of the committee or something.
Okay.
And could have, like, shut it down.
Hmm.
Because we all knew she was telling the truth.
Yeah.
But didn't, because you don't want to shut down the first black man being appointed to the Supreme Court. So
I hate politics.
We'll have to see what Maggie says. I'll ask her on Tuesday.
This is true. Politics are almost as bad as the mom judgments. But, I mean, I don't know what's worse. I don't know.
I don't know. They're all going to end up in the bottom of the ocean someday. Loki is going to come down from Asgard and take over the world and then fail miserably like he always does.
Oh, Avengers. Horrible. Fun fact. Just got updated this morning from my husband that all the Avengers trailers that are popping up, totally fake. None of it is relevant to the new movie. Yes. They have secretly been taking random clips from movie production and putting them together and trying to throw everyone off of what's going on and what's happening. And I don't know. It was a huge hullabaloo at my house. I have no idea what the importance or significance of it is. I'm just trying to contribute because she said some Avenger things, and that is all I know about the current Avenger situation. Exciting.
We're trying to watch all the movies in preparation for Endgame coming up. And, I have been watching all of the trailers. And there is this one scene that didn't really set right with me ever. But now there's two. Now that, like, I'm starting to think of all the little clips, I get, like, Tony Stark floating in space lost, saying bye-bye to Pepper. And then in this newest trailer, he shows up at the end of it in the white space-looking suits.
Yeah.
Which before he wasn't in that scene, it was, you saw Captain, you saw Gamora's sister, and I'm sorry if I can't remember her name.
You're doing way better than I am.
Rocket.
Go.
And
that's the squirrel. Wait, the raccoon. That's the raccoon. I know that one.
And Black Widow. So you saw those people, like, walk through in these fancy looking white go team suits. Oh yeah, Falcon. And then Tony Stark was added last. I was like, oh, Tony gets rescued from space?
Yeah.
That's new. So now as you say that, like, that clip is now weird. Mm-hmm. But I always thought the spacesuit walk was weird, too. Weird. Like, I got it that they were all, like, rah-rah team, let's go. But I did think it was a little off-brand.
It is. It sounds more like they literally finished filming and they were like, let's all go buy tracksuits for this bachelorette party. And they did. They popped a couple bottles.
And then do the, like, slow-mo film walk.
This. Wait, do the snap video. Do it again.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to do the slow-mo walk through the hangar. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Try that again. That was amazing.
And then they're like, da 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 We'll rotate. Your team members have to decide which outfit, which music. You run, like, this very slow-mo, accomplished, conquer the world. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that should be at the end of your PowerPoints.
Did you ever watch the new Star Trek movies with Chris Pine?
I didn't. I'm so pathetic.
This is relevant to what we were literally saying. When they were filming on set, there was an app that you could do, like, sing-along karaoke to and videotape yourself to it. I totally forget what it's called now, but the teenagers are, all the youngsters are using it. The
TikTok?
No, it wasn't TikTok. It was something else. But you could download a song, like a clip Musical.ly of it. Maybe a Musical.ly. You could download a song and then do a little karaoke video to it.
Okay.
And upload it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Chris Pine and the guy, and I'm forgetting his real name, but the guy who plays the doctor, his BFF, would run around set doing all these music videos with everyone just to pass the time. And then that's at the end of shooting, they put it in one massive video. It's like a 3.5 minute video of them singing the most random songs. It's amazing. I'll find it and I'll send it to you.
Yep.
But yeah. Slow-mo track suits, must have. Speaking of, the 90s are back. I've never seen so much color, like hot tub time machine shit. Yeah.
Yellow.
Geometric figures.
Oranges. Crazy. Sleeves. Like, weird. It's like, yeah, it's like the 80s and the 2000s. And then,
yeah,
we had it. Which, you know, I'm okay with some of it. Like, overalls, crop top stuff with overalls and stuff. And I was like, what? My daughter wanted some crop top overalls.
And mom, like, jeans? Did she ask for mom jeans yet?
I mean,
has she asked for mom jeans yet?
She's not asked for mom. That's the way she wears. She's always worn her jeans. Like, she wears, like, high-waisted jeans. So, I don't know.
I'm still pissed about that. Just called jeans. Before jeans snapped at your crotch, they snapped at your belly button or your natural waist. And they were just called jeans.
Jeans. This is true.
Now they're mom jeans.
Well, it's unfair.
Go fuck yourself, Pacific Sunwear.
Well, they're called mom jeans, but then, I'm sorry, when celebrities decided to take their quote-unquote boyfriend's pants and wear them high waist, and they were boyfriend jeans instead. Mm-hmm. Like, why are they boyfriend jeans? I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, I don't care what kind of pants I'm wearing. They're all mom jeans, mom pants, mom dressings, because I'm a mom. So I could wear a G-string thong to Target for some shopping, and that's a mom G-string underwear. Thong.
Yeah. I mean, what are they called? Leggings next? Mom pants? I don't know.
No, hot mess mom pants.
Hot mess mom pants. Yep. Zing.
Mm-hmm. Which is what I'm wearing. Actually, that's the biggest thing why I ran away. So hot mess mom, we had a discussion briefly about the type of mom you are, and the consensus was that everyone is a little bit of hot mess mom. It's not who you are. It's circumstantial.
Yeah, it shouldn't be your norm.
Yes.
It shouldn't be your normal go-to mode.
Right. Agreed. But that being said, I had a hot mess mom day yesterday, so I ran away to just to collect myself.
And like you should.
And, you know, I ended up going home. Like, there was a moment where you were like, you don't have to go back there. You can be free. And it's like one of those, I swear, every time that happens, I Rolodex through like all of the movies that happens. Like Thelma and Louise drive off a cliff, like Gilbert Grape, like burn down the house, and like all of the movies that really everything has like, well. Right, that it doesn't.
Seems like a good idea at the time.
Yep, and that's why I was like, you know what? I gotta go back. That and, you know, my kids were calling me because they needed something.
Yeah, plus you kind of love those boogers, but I don't know.
I do.
So you ran away yesterday. This was a good story because I do want to tell this one again. And you ran back home to your mom's house.
I did. Yeah. No one was there. It was delicious. I put on a power suit, blazer, pumps, put on a face mask. I watched some shows, read a book. I just sat there for like an hour, painted my nails. I actually thought, I was like, you know what? I really wish I had to poop so I could sit and poop by myself. There was like lots of things going on.
Anyone interrupting you?
I know. I was like, you know what? I sent a heinous message to my mother and my siblings living at home. And I said, anyone knocks on this bathroom door while I am fucking taking a bath and I will end you. No, it was delicious. It was super nice. Everyone should do it. Regularly run away to my mom's house, take a bath.
Now, does she have a jacuzzi tub?
She doesn't. It was just like a standard tub, but I'll give you the garage code. Let me know. Just at Shannon's party if you're interested in my mom's bathtub. And
Maggie's parents do have a jacuzzi tub. So,
and we know the garage code for her. So we should totally go to Maggie's house randomly.
And I think they might not keep all the doors locked because the cat likes to go in and out. So
me and Shannon are just hanging out in Maggie's parents. Yeah. Yes, obviously
you
together.
You and I are together taking a bath in the jacuzzi tub in Maggie's.
I mean, you know how to make whipped cream. I'll bring strawberries and champagne.
And we'll just sit in the tub.
I don't even know if Maggie can come back from that. We can't do that. okay, no, the other thing
we'll use her bath bombs.
I heard you had a soap collection, Maggie. We're coming for it. the shows, though, while at my parents', I was watching Game of Thrones, which is huge on the radar right now. I am not a Game of Thrones fan. I read the books years and years and years and years ago. My husband is obsessed. I'm trying to invest myself in the show because, of course, the premiere is, you know, 2 weeks away. And, I'm only on season four, so I have
You got through that much. It picks up in season four. Once HBO takes over the writing,
we're done.
Shit takes off, and they don't fuck around. I watched half the first season, and I was like, I can't do this. Like, it is already too drawn out, and I didn't even get through the first season.
And you say drawn out, but the first season, is literally a chapter and a half of the first book.
Yeah.
You have no idea the scope of what you're actually missing in the...
George R.R. Martin is like, he can suck a bag of dicks.
Yeah, I go back and forth. It's so depressing. The book at least had so much psychological... So that's what I'm doing right now in regards to show, because I have like 50 more hours of Game of Thrones to get through in 11 days. Blue's Clues. Also on Blue's Clues season 6-7, Steve is gone. So we're on the Joe kick right now. That's my shows for right now. I don't know. There's something about a guy that like is boyish but can sing. I'm in a weird kick right now for like fetish things.
Oh, Queer Eye for the straight guy. Last season came out. You should watch that.
I should then.
I'll make you cry.
Oh,
for 45 minutes of pop.
Pop, pop, pop.
I watched most of them when I was sick this week.
All right, fair enough. Good to know.
You can power through them. There's only like 9 episodes. But I want them to last, so I haven't watched the last one yet.
Oh my gosh.
But one guy lost his wife to cancer, and it was like the move on episode. I was bawling.
Oh no.
I was like ugly crying. So you can skip that one.
So heartbreaking. Yes, yeah. I will skip that one. Although, going back to the savoring the last episode, my daughter, if she loves a series or show and she knows it's the last season, doesn't watch the last episode. Has watched the last episode of Office one time even though she's seen the season, like, she could do the entire season's word for word. Same for Parks and Rec and Voltron. She's never watched the last episode of Voltron. Like, it came out, like, months and months ago. She's like, I won't watch it. I won't do it. I won't do it.
I usually do watch the last episodes just because I need closure. But I did not watch the last episode of Bones. The last two, because I didn't want it to end. So, and they were closing the arcs, and I was like, I'm not doing it. Not doing it. But How I Met Your Mother was disappointing.
Agreed.
Parks and Rec wasn't bad.
Parks and Rec was good. I just, yeah. I love it. And,
I think Scrubs was disappointing.
It was, and I own the first few seasons because I was obsessed with that show. Going back to Parks and Recs.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. We also touched base on the fact that I'm raising Leslie Knope, the male version of Leslie Knope. My son is a politician, lawyer wannabe who wants to keep his reputation squeaky clean. I don't know a lot of 12-year-old boys who would like to keep their reputation squeaky clean. So if you meet Thomas Meyer, you know, test him. Test him. Try to ruin that. Every politician needs some dirt in their closet, so, you know, just make a scandalous video with
the
him or something.
The look of Christina's face when she was coming to that realization was priceless.
I'm still undecided whether I like that or not, because God knows I have so many skeletons in my closet. Maybe if I die before he becomes a politician, they won't try to dig up dirt on me. Because, like, defacing the dead is just, that's shameful all around. God, they can't. They're going to look for these podcasts. They're going to find them. They're going to hear me talking about this shit. Like, three podcasts that I stepped in for Maggie and Shannon. And there is definitely some nudes out there from exes that I am doing things that no child should know that their mother did.
Well, those aren't on the internet, though.
They're not. They're with random exes. So.
Yeah. We were just saying, back to chewing with food in my mouth, the other day that I was so glad we didn't have social media in the 90s. Like, I just can't even imagine.
Amen.
These days.
Amen.
It's too much to keep up with. You have all the fun without any repercussions. And I did have a few pictures taken of me. Who knows where those pictures are?
And there's like a hard copy. It's not like
they're hard copies. And they're not. They're that person that has those pictures isn't the type of guy to scan them and put them on the internet.
Right. There's no like pharmacy like hard drive of like the 35.
All the flashing pics you do in college. Girls Gone Wild. Woo! So that's what that was.
Speaking of flashing.
Hey.
Guess what I'm wearing?
What are you wearing? Nothing?
Sports bra Sunday.
Oh! That's right. I'm kind of wearing one too.
There we go.
I have like one of these like lacy, overpriced like boob tube type things.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Man, I'm jealous. Yeah. Hers is not a sports bra. That is way fancier than mine.
It's
mine,
lacy.
Mine literally like has an athletic swoosh on it. It is super sports bra.
It's like a supportive barlette.
Ooh.
I paid way too much money for it.
Every time I hang out with Maggie and Shannon, they teach me a fancy word. I'm just a little girl with no idea what's going on.
I'm just a little girl from Kansas.
Learned how to make
creme fraiche. Yeah.
I say it wrong because I've only
Yeah, tell
read
that
it.
Story. You were saying that Brian wanted you to buy some. You're like, it's fucking expensive. I was like, oh. Let me show you the ways.
Yeah, so I have domineered all of the grocery shopping and cooking at our house, and my husband has made a very, very strong effort towards trying to cook. So he watches Gordon Ramsay and YouTube videos, and he wants to do the grocery list, and he can make scrambled eggs now. But they're not perfect, according to him, because we didn't have creme fraiche, because that's what he needs.
Do you, like, scramble it in the egg batter?
Oh, my God. It is like a 30-minute fucking production for him to make scrambled eggs, because you have to, so you blend it, and then you put in your seasonings and your cheeses, and then you cook it. Your pan has to be at a certain temperature. He measures his butter and stuff, and then once you put the eggs in, it's you have to turn up the temp for like 30 seconds, then you off the temp, on the temp, off the temp, on the temp. And then you're supposed to complete, after you turn it off for the last time, you're supposed to use a tablespoon of creme fraiche to complete your the perfect scrambled egg. It's not how I make scrambled eggs. And that's fine because his are amazing. But it's expensive. And Maggie or Shannon just taught me how to make it. Like very, very simply. And I'm ecstatic. And I'm going to make it when I get home.
It might cost you $6.
That's about to be a gift to my husband. I'm literally about to gift this to my husband. Yeah. God, marriage is weird. What kind of gift is that? Here's some fermented buttermilk. In a glass jar for you. Oh my God, I love you. Where did you get this? I made it. You made it for me. Like, I'm so getting foot rubs for some fermented buttermilk foot rubs. Hot.
Yeah, I have reduced my scrambled egg making production to putting whatever oil I want in the pan and a splash of milk, and then putting the eggs directly from the shell into the pan and scrambling it in the pan.
And then and they cook as you're scrambling it. Yeah. Couple minutes, you're done.
Yeah. I might salt and pepper. I usually do put cheese in at the end. So.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm an oatmeal fan. I'm so pathetic. I love oatmeal. I could eat oatmeal all day long.
There was this brand of oatmeal at Target. They carried it about 5 years ago, and then they stopped. And it was something like Baker's something. And it was like muffin-flavored oatmeal.
Hmm.
So I would get like the blueberry muffin oatmeal. And it was real dehydrated blueberry chunks in with really great oatmeal. It was organic. It was healthy. It was the most delicious oatmeal I've ever had in my entire life.
I mean, when you say it, like,
and then they stopped carrying it. It was like strawberries and cream, blueberry muffin.
No, I mean, like, I could eat plain oatmeal with cold water. Like, I could literally eat oatmeal. I've had a dream about swimming in oatmeal. So that's where my level of affinity for breakfast. Yeah. I don't know.
I do love fresh blueberries in oatmeal. It's nice because it kind of cooks them when it sits in it. Yeah, if it's hot.
I'm going to bring you blueberry muffins. I've heard this. It seems like you have, like, a blueberry.
I mean, I like blueberries.
I don't know. They're good for
you. My house smells like blueberries right now, if you didn't notice. No? Yeah. We could be overtaken by chocolate milk.
This is true. I don't know. I've been sitting in front of like cheese and grapes and stuff. Yeah. So I'm...
It's behind my head.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
Now you can.
Blueberry cheesecake.
Oh, yum.
Yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. Desserts.
That was blueberry cheesecake. Sorry. Have to project. Christina and I have to project.
We're working on projection now.
Working on projection.
Since we're not eating, although I might mix up another cocktail.
We weren't going to do mics because we were going to eat. All right. I'm going to... press pause.
Cocktails,
and we'll be back.
Okay. Do 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 do.
And we're back, and it's time to talk about anal sex, everybody. Welcome to the shit show.
Okay,
that is Mom Brunch Sunday.
It is. Round two, intermission over. We have fresh cocktails.
Hey!
Which moved from what type of rum, is that smell, you should smell this pure romance, to Shannon is an incredible educator. And I could see her teaching middle schoolers sex ed, of course, obviously. After she teaches the sophomores, like, history or something. I feel like that's like, she's a wouldn't well engage, like, 16-year-olds.
That's really funny. I was going to college to be a teacher.
What?
And I wanted to teach middle school. Because they're just lost souls. And I hated middle school so much. And they just need all the love and support that they can get.
You remind me of my daughter's favorite 7th grade teacher. Yeah. That's why I said it too. And I feel like your response to like my son's questions of like, do your balls go in the condom too? And you're like, I mean...
No, but...
Right, it's a but. I mean, it's like, you're not stupid to think that. Supposed
to.
If you want to try it that way, sure. Probably sure. Less comfortable.
I recommend using a second condom.
Right.
Because the first one's really supposed to seal at the bottom to contain the sperm. So you want to make sure you contain that little seal.
As a mother, do you realize?
And then I would go ahead and put a second one around your balls.
See.
Which would act as a cock ring. And be very stimulating and prolong your ejaculation.
Every part of me has to resist, the non-mom parts of me has to resist saying, of course your balls go in the condom. So that one day when he's trying to have sex with someone, he's trying to shove his balls into the condom. And they're like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm trying to get my balls in the condom. And like,
my mom said that's what you do.
The same thing with, we also had a discussion, very open with my children, on my son asking if he should call me after he has sex. And me and my husband were like, no, please don't. Aww, don't call your mom.
That's so sweet.
After you have sex. He's like, I don't know. We just talk about a lot of stuff. And I'm like, nope. All right. I'm going to need to rein this in a little bit. Obviously,
You know what, honey? I appreciate you wanting to be open and honest in all things, but that might be something, you know, you just kind of maybe...
Every woman you love will run from you.
Mention to your dad the next day.
Or if you want to talk to me about it, maybe when we, like, visit or hang out, do not call me right after you have sex.
Mom, guess what? Mom, I just had sex.
Yeah, she's right here. Her name is Jen. Jen, say hi to my mom.
You want to talk to her? She's right here.
Hi.
He plays that Lonely Island song, yes. I just had sex.
I'm pretty sure.
And I wish I knew it so I could sing it at this point in time.
I just had sex.
Yeah,
and it felt so good.
I knew it was something like
singing,
that.
Not the best of singing voices.
I'm more of a dick in the box type of girl. Or I'm on a boat, motherfucker, on a boat.
Oh my god.
Are you, speaking of boats and sex and boxes, are you in my birthday event for next year? For New Orleans?
It's the big one. Okay. Birthday events.
42. They answered everything.
We had an amazing paint and pour event with Shannon. And...
Yeah, Christina went and wrote notes because I'm refusing to acknowledge that mine exists at this point. So she's like,
No.
I got notes. We're going to do this now.
No, I wanted us both to have them. Because you were peeking at yours and I was like, I don't know if I'm supposed to like... I don't know. Whatever. It's...
All right. So I asked... Are you in my New Orleans
yes.
group?
Yes, okay. yes. I'm probably going to need, since I'm no longer on social media, I'm going to need outside sourced information.
Oh, I'll have an invitation. I'll give you an invitation.
Shoot me all the info. I will go. Let's rage.
No,
I've never been to New Orleans.
I printed invitations through Vistaprint and mailed them to my friends.
Let's go. Let's
do
it.
I will dig through that abomination of my desk over there and find you one.
I'm going to send my husband a note who's already upset that I'm planning a girls' trip to Colorado this year because why am I not coming? I'm going to Colorado because a close friend of mine is dealing with a divorce after a 14-year relationship. So and a friend are going out with her. He's like, I can come too. And I was like,
no.
It's like a social call. Like, we're trying to like go and like hang out with her and be supportive.
I was supposed to do that this summer and go to Milwaukee, my best friend. Filed for divorce and was finalized this summer, and I was a very bad friend and did not go. I really, really wanted to. I just couldn't.
Yeah, I couldn't swing it.
I understand.
And, you know, I go back and forth. I'm a divorced woman, so back and forth, like, sometimes you need it, sometimes you don't. It was almost nice to run away than have people come to you.
Yeah.
So I would say, like, you know, tell her she's always welcome, and that might be a better swing on it.
Although, she's coming to New Orleans. My divorced girlfriend, yeah.
Yeah. Wait. There are like other married people though, because I'm trouble with a bunch of single women.
I don't know if anyone's bringing their partners to this trip.
No, not bringing their partners. They just need to have them somewhere else.
Because
if I treat it like a bachelorette party, then
I think everyone coming has either been like divorced and married multiple times.
Okay, cool.
Or is perpetually single.
Okay. So it's not like going with like my sister and her my brother is getting married this summer. God bless. Trying to plan a bridal shower for his my future sister-in-law because her family is not involved. Obnoxious. This is
so much. You know, I am a trained event planner, too, that you can just pay me to do all that work for you.
True. True. I think between me and my two sisters, I think we got it wrangled in. So my future sister-in-law's mom is, like, going on her, like, sixth marriage or something. And she is planning a fairy tale wedding 2 weeks after her daughter's.
Go fuck yourself.
Not only is she limiting her involvement with her daughter's first and only wedding, her
23-year-old daughter. She's, like, not giving her money. None. Fucking bitch.
So, of course, when her mom was like, you really don't need a bridal shower because your fiance, like, my brother hosted an engagement party. Peyton hosted an engagement party. She's like, that's enough. You don't need a bridal shower. Me and my sister were like, no, we're going to do something. So we've been jumping in and taking care of that. And it's been amazing and it's fun and we're glad to be involved because yeah. All the other stuff, she's totally like crushed. But at least that's the story I'm getting from the situation. I don't want to like make her uncomfortable and like that's cry more. But that's what my brother is giving us in the vibe. It is. And it's like so sucky.
And it's just someone who never, and I'm going to I'm just going to lay some down, some tea. Tea. Throw some shade to someone I don't even know. But I have another friend whose mom's like that. That's just someone who never grew up, never matured, and literally still only thinks about themselves. And I don't care if you're a mom and you gave up your 20s to raise your babies. Fucking boo-hoo. Mm-hmm. Grow up and mature. Your frontal lobe did not develop past 18.
Agreed.
And you're now 65? Yeah. Getting married for the sixth time?
Right.
You don't learn how to get married more than three times.
I mean,
three
strikes you're Elizabeth Taylor. Like, you have to be really famous and beautiful. But
you also have to be a millionaire by that point.
True.
If you're getting married six times, you better be a rich motherfucker. Kennedy,
like, yes, you've got to have some
serious... You better have, like, cleaned their houses out and be so rich by this point.
Throwing money at your daughter's only daughter's wedding. Yeah. Oh, no, she has two. She has another daughter. Which is another thing. Her sisters are not being as involved, which is kind of frustrating as well. But no, I was speaking to that
because... So my extended family did not throw me a shower like they should have. Like your aunts are supposed to throw you showers.
Yes, 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 yes.
And my aunts were like, oh, that's not our job. And my mom was like, my mom's super old-fashioned, traditional when it comes to family and family values, bullshit like that.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, who says? Ann Landers. It's in the manners book.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that, which I own. So I forget who the author is, though.
No, we're actually arguing with my mom about that right now because she's like, you have to have it, you know, exactly 7 weeks before the wedding. And we're like, Mom, it doesn't have to be exactly 7 weeks. Like, we can't have it on a Wednesday. It can't be like...
Yeah, most people, like Sundays, Sunday afternoons are usually when showers are held. And if you get invited to a Saturday or Friday one, people around here are like, what the fuck?
Yeah, yeah. We actually...
So, I would say it doesn't matter when.
We're doing a Saturday afternoon because we had no availability for Sundays based on...
Which is fine.
Schedule and venue availability. And as long as people know
well in advance, that's fine.
Yeah, and I think invite 6 weeks before, 6 weeks before the wedding. Yeah. I was like, Mom, it'll be fine.
So, my friends paid for my shower.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, and I think my sister organized it. Like, she emailed a bunch of my friends and they all chipped in.
Well,
$50, $100 and pay for my shower.
Parents and me and my sisters are doing minimally. My parents are paying for the shower and they're also doing the rehearsal. My brother's paid for his entire wedding.
Yeah.
And it's like its entirety. Yeah. He's just done it that way. And my parents have offered to help here and there, but no, so that's a whole different thing with probably the only one of my brothers that will be getting. No, I take that back. My youngest brother is now dating someone who looks creepily exactly like him. Horrifyingly just like him. Like, I don't know, like, we may need to intervene even though this relationship is like 3 days old.
He's like, he likes to fuck himself, doesn't he? Is he narcissistic?
No, if anything, he isn't, but it concerns me. I don't know, genetically, like, if they had children, I am concerned.
Then they're all gonna match. They're gonna be great.
Like, it's super weird. So weird. I saw a picture and I was like, what?
I thought you were gonna say she looks like you. Or your mom.
No, well, I mean, it might as well be because most of me and my siblings look alike. I mean, I could pretty much, you put a beard on me and some darker eyebrows, so I could look like any of my brothers.
I look like my brother with a beard on.
That's,
yeah.
My toddler daughter is horrified of my brother Johnny because we look so much alike. Like, she freaks out and, like, looks back and forth and is like, ah, and, like, runs away. Even has the super long hair before I dyed it. Have you ever done colored hair, like pinks or blues or anything like that?
Should have pink hair right now, but my stylist got influenza A.
It's going around like the fucking plague!
The week of my birthday hair, and I'm scheduled to get it on the April 13th.
Perfect.
So it's supposed to be like this dark mauvey pink that blends well with like my dark blonde hair.
Okay.
And then like chunks of light cotton candy pink.
Ooh.
So she'll bleach the chunks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then do that cotton candy pink and then the darker pink.
I love it.
So I call it professional pink.
I like it. I'm trying to, actually, speaking of professional, I was asking you because I've been trying to wash out this color for like weeks and it's not fading very much.
Is it semi-permanent?
It's permanent. It was bleached. It's permanent.
Oh, yeah. But, that's not going to wash out, honey.
You know, when we did it, though, he said because of the vibrance, I mean, he does color pretty popular. It's been 5 months, and he said typically it would take 8 to 12 weeks before it faded X number of shades and then get to, like, a lighter. I mean,
well, it's definitely, like, a beautiful magenta at the end and the dark purple at the roots still.
Yeah, I kind of wanted to go back to work as a blonde, but apparently I will have purple hair still, so.
I mean, you can. It's going to cost you a few $100s.
Yeah, it always does.
Because it has to be stripped and then re-dyed, and it's going to take 2 or 3 visits to do it.
Yeah,
I'm shaving my head. And you get a week to do it in.
I'm shaving my head.
I mean, can you go back to work with purple hair?
Yes, they'll be fine with it. They don't mind. Actually, one of my close girlfriends I work with currently has a full purple mohawk.
So, oh, Kat, all right.
Yeah, perfect. She has a full purple mohawk. So, no, that's... And I go back to work in a week as... Yeah. So, I've heard good things about working. You make money and you can buy things, so I guess I'm going to keep doing it. And that's okay.
I mean, you've been on paid maternity leave, though, so that's still really
true.
Nice.
Yeah, I've been on paid maternity leave. I don't know if I can talk to you. That's why I'm disappointed about going back to work.
8 month paid vacation.
Where I'm like, whoa. I have two kids under two. Vacation my ass. I have never changed so many diapers.
Yeah. Been on a. You I have seen, earned your paid maternity leave because you're working. You're working your ass off.
I have literally seen more asshole in the last 12 months
running away
than the entirety of my 22nd year of life. I mean,
yesterday was your paid vacation day.
yes. Run away and stay away. And that's the plan.
I wonder if the bra shop's open today. I was like, if you're driving back through town, you should pop in on your way out
and get a bra.
Yeah.
I actually...
The power bra.
I'm super happy.
But I think they're closed on Sundays.
When I drove out here, you were telling me that people are going to be like tailgating me. They're like, they're going to speed down this road. Be careful. I'm so happy that there was nobody on the road.
Good.
Because it was the snow, which we now have again, even though it was 60
Fuck
degrees.
Fuck you, Michigan.
Was so pretty. Was so pretty. And I started my spring cleaning and now I'm on pause with it. But I got to get back to that because we're moving soon. Or when we find a house, we're moving soon, which apparently might never happen. I don't know if I'm ever going to find a house. As soon as we look at a house, it's bought.
Yeah.
And we have to, six people. So, like, I have a choice between, like, do I put all of my children in one bedroom or do I buy a big enough house for everybody?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe we'll go, like, Amish. All girls in one room, all boys in one room. I don't know.
I mean, I think teenagers can definitely have, like,
they need their
basement space.
Oh, yes.
And toddlers can share.
This is true. This is true.
So even if you found a house with, like, you just need a rockin' basement and at least 3 bedrooms upstairs.
This is true.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I have. So would you like to buy my house?
Are you moving?
No.
I would consider it. It's beautiful. I love the open floor plan. Nice kitchen. Is that wood burning?
There is wood burning.
Wood
fireplace.
Burning fireplace.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know how to use it, so.
Oh, wow.
I messaged the chimney people because birds get down into it and nest because they rebuilt the outside of the chimney before we moved in and they didn't recap it.
Okay.
So, like, this is our 3rd year. Actually, we closed March 30th last year. No, 3 years ago. So 3-year anniversary. Woo! 3-year anniversary of the house. And
sounds like my longest relationship,
right?
I'm just kidding.
I feel ya, man. So 2 years in a row, we had birds living in the chimney, and last year we were able to get rid of them, but they could still get in.
Mm-hmm.
And they just nest up higher in the stack. So I had the chimney people come out and clean out the nests, recap it. And then I was like, can you teach two dummies how to actually use their fireplace? Because we're afraid to. And the lady wrote back. She's like, haha, you are so cute. Yes, give us a call anytime. She didn't call me cute. She was like, haha, oh. Yes, we can help with all that. I was like, and by the way, can you teach two dummies how to use a fireplace? I know how to make a fire. We don't want to... like, fill the house of smoke.
I mean, you know how to make
how to make a campfire.
Arson. Not that kind of... Okay, never mind. Campfire, not, like, arson. Like, you're like, I can make a free-burning fire anywhere, but...
I mean, well, I guess it depends on your definition of setting things on fire. I did push play, right?
There's a pause button.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
Talking about going on your birthday trip to New Orleans. Now I'm feeling like, is it going to be like a, where are we going? Are we there yet? Are we okay?
So,
a lot of questions.
Maggie, Javi, our friend Kelly, and my friend Vicky have already booked with me in a room at an Airbnb that is a historic mansion at the end of Bourbon Street, right next to the Voodoo Museum. So exciting. And... so they have like 9 apartments.
Okay.
So I'm hoping like a bunch more friends join us and get all the other rooms. So we can just have
the whole house.
Have the whole place to ourselves.
What dates is it again?
February 6th through the 9th. So if anyone listening wants to come, tweet me.
6 and 9, 2 of my favorite numbers.
I didn't even think of that. Between 6 and 9, 2 of my favorite numbers.
Let's
tweet
do
me
it.
At Shannon's party, and we'll put you on the invite.
Let's do it. Yeah. Send me a note. I will go. It'll be amazing.
Yeah.
My babies will definitely be old enough.
Yeah. Bring a friend. Or just, well, if you rent a room, we'll make sure other cool people room with you. So.
Y'all are cool people. So yeah. I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
I'm
trying to talk, like, my mom into coming, and maybe my sister. Like, but we're trying to get a bunch of people going.
Yeah. Maybe.
There might be one couple.
I could drag my older.
But other
I could
than
drag
that,
my
yeah.
sister, who's a year younger than me. Mm-hmm. That might be a fun time.
Yeah.
Plus, it's a little bit before Fat Tuesday. Although, birds, speaking of birds.
That's before Fat Tuesday that year.
It is. It's a couple weeks. That'll be good, though, because I'm not sure that I could handle Mardi Gras.
No, I can handle Mardi Gras.
I can handle the drinking.
Yeah. I would love to see the parades. The parades are, my coworker went down this year for Mardi Gras. She has family in New Orleans. Her husband does. And they just went to all the parades. And they had such a blast. They do so many parades.
I don't like parades.
So many parades. She said her favorite was the shoe parade.
Oh, there's a shoe parade?
There's a shoe parade.
All right.
I know, right?
I'm judging this based on 4th of July, Memorial Day, and Labor Day parades.
No,
but if there's a shoe parade somewhere.
These are themed parades with, you know, masks and like big, huge floats. And you can actually go take a tour of the parade factory where they build all the floats and then store them for the next year.
Why was I not looking for these jobs? Like, I'm in customer service, and there's, like, literally, there's a parade factory somewhere in the South.
In New Orleans, yes.
Where I can make things for a shoe parade.
Yeah.
Like.
Yep.
This is the way to go.
Yeah. So.
Lordy, lordy.
Yeah. So, we're looking forward to that. I'm going to take the family to California this year. To
what
Disney.
Part?
Disney South, SoCal.
Okay.
I'm going to do Disneyland, and then, San Diego.
Ooh.
For a few days. And then my sister, who's currently living in D.C., is relocating somewhere this summer. Now it's between Kansas and Tennessee, and they don't know where. So I think when I do my work conference next spring, we'll take our new exchange student, and I'll make Scott and Catherine go with me, everyone go with me to my work conference so they can still get... like the DC experience.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll hang out.
So, yeah.
I love that you have exchange students. That's a novelty that I've always... I have friends, parents who always did it, and I've always heard amazing things. My aunt actually has had, she was just in Brazil for like a month visiting one of her previous exchange students that she had had for a couple of years. Yeah. So, yeah, friends with all of them. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, if you want to add a little more chaos to your life, we'll find the right student for you. You can get another boy. You can get a boy. Hang out with your son.
I don't know. Maybe he's 12-0. And Lexi at 14 is in a really weird place. She was just at a sleepover recently with her girlfriends. They pulled their money to buy her a life-size Danny DeVito poster, or life cutout, which, let me tell you, there's a video of her mom's response to having a 6-foot, it's not life-size because it's like 6 foot, so it's 2 feet taller than the actual Danny DeVito or whatever.
Extra life-size.
Extra life-size. And her mom was just like, okay. Like, I don't know. They have this weird Danny DeVito fan club and stuff.
That's weird.
I don't know why. And the crazy thing is, they don't know any of his real work. Like, they're like, he did The Lorax, and he did... I'm like, what? Like, they don't know Taxi, and they don't know, like, Sid or Sam or any of his characters from the 80s movies and stuff, and...
We all can't forget Twins.
Oh, yeah.
I doubt they've seen It's Always Sunny.
No. No. I don't know a lot of restrictions on my daughter's viewing, but I'm not sure she would appreciate it. That's not her style of...
comedy.
Yeah, not as much.
I have a really hard time with that particular brand also. Dumb comedy. Like, when the people are so dumb in the show, you want to strangle them? I have a really hard time watching that. So it did take a tiny bit to... I don't even know if I could watch The Office. Because aren't half the people kind of dumb like that?
Yeah, that is super, super dumb. I enjoy that.
I had a tough time getting into Parks and Rec because of Leslie. I loved everyone. It literally took like 6 episodes in for me to finally like fall in love with Leslie.
Get on board with her.
And then I watched all of them.
My brand of comedy that I cannot get into, which kills me because it's my husband's favorite, is the whole physical slapstick style. Yeah. Like
Three
Jim
Stooges?
Jim Carrey does not do it for me. Like, I don't like the screaming, perpetua move.
You don't like being burst out of a rhino's a-hole?
Yeah, there's just like all of his like noises and his hair and his like breathing and like it just doesn't do it for me. So
some of that was okay. Like the first Ace Ventura, I was like, yeah, but I was also 14 when it came out.
Yeah, which is a big thing, I think, with him where
the second one with the rhino birth, I was like, nope, I'm out. I'm done.
There's a couple
stupid
things.
I can't do it.
There's some funny things in like Liar Liar, a couple things here and there. But for the most part, maybe it's just Jim Carrey in general that I don't like. Yeah. Don't like Jim Carrey.
He is a very physical actor. A physical comedian. Yeah. She has a Norwal around here somewhere, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I got it. Happy Meal.
Wait a minute. Is this her on a blanket?
It
I
is.
Saw this picture. Never seen.
You haven't seen the Catherine blanket.
Okay, so.
So I am.
Kim has this lovely wall of pictures of her daughter that I was, you know, we were checking out earlier, and I just turned, and there is a blanket with a giant face of said picture on. Well, I don't even know what's going on.
So
here.
I'm Kiki's mom from Bad Moms. Okay. If I could put Catherine's face on pajamas, I would. So this was the next best thing I could do was make a giant full-size blanket with pictures of her all over it.
Oh my goodness.
That I could then wrap myself in. Her love.
It is all over. The love is everywhere. I'm judging you a little. I'm judging her. The blanket is
like... You
can totally
judge me.
You know,
I'm good. But yeah, you should have seen Christine. Is that Catherine's face on that blanket? Well, yes. Yes, it is.
Yes,
and
it
let
is.
Me show it to you in all its glory.
I mean, it's cute as like a decoration and stuff. I don't know if I could like wear my children even in a comforting, warm embrace.
Oh, you know what you're getting
manner.
Now? You're getting like those face socks.
Have you seen those?
I'm gonna make Brian face order socks. Them for you.
But I just imagine, I'm assuming.
So they're socks with just like faces of your kids all over them.
Oh my God.
And I don't know how many people you can do on one sock.
How many,
like. But I mean, you do have enough people in your life that we could get you a whole weekday set.
Who all makes four of your this kids? Shit?
And Brian, there we go. Brian and all four of your kids.
I'm struggling.
You're gonna wear them to work.
I have been struggling to color match our fucking Easter outfits for the last 3 weeks. So I cannot invest in.
You just need a color palette.
Seafoam. It's seafoam this year. We're reverting back. We're doing seafoam.
She should do
greenish.
Seafoam and coral. And pink and white and
I think actually I got seafoam
and a navy blue.
Everyone navy blue is where the guys are. Well, Brian's suit is gray that he's wearing with it.
Oh yeah, gray.
But
gray.
Yeah, I think we're doing I think everyone has some swatch of seafoam in whether it be a tie or a shirt or the dress or a sweater or something. So I think we're good. So we'll all rock that out.
Trying to find that. My sister's a photographer. I told you that. So
yeah.
I'm trying to look at my other pictures.
That's why there's lots of beautiful pictures all over her home of her family. Me, I have no pictures of my family with the exception of a handful of random ones that my brother printed offline.
It took me 2 years to hang these, by the way.
Okay, thank God.
Because I couldn't commit to a space.
Between my husband and my brother, they have randomly printed like heads cut off and part of people in a bunch of pictures and put them in like dollar store frames. And there's like a couple of those floating around my house. With the exception of that, I am that terrible person at work who has like no pictures of her family at her desk.
No,
I don't know
okay.
why. Like I don't even have any personal memorabilia at work. No. I think I'm like,
my coworker doesn't. And she says it's because it makes her sad that she's not home with her kids.
This is true. And that's,
so she has pictures of Catherine all over her desk. Well, literally. Well, like, Catherine's the only
it's
picture
it's
of
a comfort thing for
desk.
Me. Like, there's a woman who has, like, she's got fucking plants, and she's got this, like, wrap set up. She has, like, it looks like a tiny, like,
Living room.
Yeah. Yes. An entire setup. And I was like, I can't do that because I would be distracted and uncomfortable. I go in. I have my chair. I have my ergonomic shit. I have my pens that I need and a notepad. And it's like, if I have anything else, then I'm in like a more relaxed state and I can't, I can't work on what I need to work on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But I wouldn't know. I haven't been at work in so long. 12 months of maternity leave in the last 2 years. I've literally 50% worked in the last 2 years.
That's awesome.
So I'm going to go in. It is awesome. Although I think I've taken some heat for said awesome break. I think there may be a little bit of bias because I've been out for so long. So I'm kind of nervous to go back and see how that plays out.
Well,
company policy, and there's still people who are like,
I don't know why people should take off when they have a baby.
I'm like, well, I had a baby, so I'm going to take time off.
You can take a leave of absence.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that if you have such an awesome maternity leave policy that you also just have a general leave of absence policy.
Oh, yeah. We have quite a few
so
different options.
So if you just want to take a leave of absence because you're not a breeder, then go fucking take a leave of absence and stop fucking bitching about it.
Absolutely agreed. Which, I think I am a breeder, but I'm not a mother. I hate to say this, but I probably would be okay in Handmaid's Tale. I would be okay as a handmaid. Like, I think I could actually, like, have babies and give them to people and be like, I could be the full breeder here. Like, how many
That's
do you
funny.
Want? What style?
Like, I grow up pretty good.
I don't know. Like, you
I
know.
Don't have many complications.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep,
what was
boop.
It? So,
brown eyes and green, you know,
right?
Blah, blah, blah. Like,
I'm put that into my arm. Amy Schumer has a new special and she's knocked up in it. And
my husband told me that I needed to watch
it.
I
haven't
seen it
oh,
yet.
Well, when we're done recording, we'll watch it.
Okay.
Because I think we still have time until you have to be home. So, she's like, for those of you who just like thought pregnancy was amazing and you just had the best time, you can all just go fuck yourselves right now. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oops. I was one of those unicorn ladies that just like had a really great pregnancy and I knew I couldn't spread that word around too often.
First two were amazing. Then I preached having babies to everyone.
Yeah.
Second two were fucking hell.
Yeah. So I never got uncomfortable. And I don't know if it was because I was already a bigger woman And I did only go to 37 weeks, so I didn't hit that last month of unbearable uncomfortableness.
37 is still pretty rough, though.
So, like, I felt great the whole time, and the night before I went into labor, and I didn't know this till, of course, I came back from my 12-week maternity leave, not 12-month, like Christina over here, or was it 24 months? I can't remember what you just said.
It was 12.
And that was using my maternity leave and all my vacation and all my sick time. So
I'm sorry.
That's okay. U of M just changed their policies. So now it's,
I've heard good things.
Now it is 12 weeks as recommended by the OBGYN department. And you can do another 6 weeks on top of that. Anytime within your first year.
Yes. Making strides.
Yeah. So, of course, they did that because their competitors are doing the same thing.
Agreed.
So, regardless, I was talking to my coworkers, okay, yeah, I have to come back and do this tomorrow, and then I'm good. And then I can go on maternity leave. Because I was going to do the 2 weeks before my due date, because you could do that. You could do the two weeks before your due date, and then take your full 10 weeks. And that first 2 weeks didn't count for some reason. And I'll be damned if I didn't go into labor that night.
Oh, my God.
And so my baby shower at work was that next day.
Oh.
And I sent Maggie and my mom in my place. And
who wore the fake belt?
No, I'm just kidding. They put a picture of me up on the wall, and everyone took pictures with me on a screen.
Oh,
it was
my God,
weird.
That's so funny.
When I came back, they were like, oh, yeah, no, we knew you weren't coming back in. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, you looked ashen. You looked peaked. Like, you looked miserable. I was like, oh, I didn't feel miserable.
I know.
Like, I didn't realize
That's the best part of being pregnant.
Because one of them was like, are you sure you're going to come in tomorrow, Shannon? I'm like, yeah, I'll be here. I have one more thing to do, and then I'll be good to go. You guys will all be
almost
set.
Almost 7 month old, and I still get the... Are you expecting? And I'm like, no, I'm just not losing.
I know. I'm like,
the wave that is here.
Mommy, are you pregnant? I'm like, I wish, because this is how much I weighed when I had you.
I know,
but at 8 months.
I know,
and this
right?
is how like great my belly looked. We're comparing bellies now, you can't see. Maybe we'll do a picture later and post it. I don't know. We'll see.
Sports Bra Sunday belly pick.
I got a tripod and a Good Morning Vodka t-shirt on. So,
she looks way better than I do on the sidebar.
All right. You wrote down a quick little list. So let's do the things I don't care if they haven't heard it yet, but you said a few new things coming
up. Yes. Well, if you want to touch on Easter, we can totally peeve on Easter. Shopping for a house, and then
I cannot
tell you how irritating it is that as my tweens changing words, I understand
like slang into tween slang.
Yes, and you're good at it right now, like you know the tea and the shade and things like that.
I have Maggie, and we watch too much Drag Race. So.
And this is but like the bop and the
what's the bop
or it's a bop? It's a bop is the new like everything oof. And if it's bad, it's an oof. And, what's the other thing?
Like Charlie Brown, oof?
Yeah, pretty much like that. Yeah. But there's another...
Is bop like cool?
Yeah, bop is like, it's a... if it's, the song is hot, if it's good, it's like, it's a bop. So, but it's being like, it transcends to other things. I just cannot keep up with the language.
Okay, you just smile and nod.
So there's... Okay. Yes, I know.
Or you come back with like your own 90s slang. Awesome. Well, and
but
yeah, that's,
you know what
that's
I,
fresh. That's yeah, rad.
Right? Right?
Yeah. Queens
out there.
Queens.
I don't know. What kills me
that's
is
bunk.
That
you should bring bunk back. And
bunk?
See,
I can do it. I have middle schoolers. Like I can make it a thing. We throw it on
so
their stuff.
Bunk.
The problem is as soon as I do understand what they're saying and then use it, they're like, Mom, you can't use that anymore. It's not cool.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Is that like saying the N-word? Like, not that that's ever cool to use, but like, you can't use that word because you're a mom.
It is. It absolutely is. Like, I cannot keep up with anything. The trends turn over, quote unquote, the trends turn over weekly.
I'm sure.
If not less. Thomas said something to me the other day. He was like, Mom, that happened 3 days ago. And I was like,
isn't that crazy?
What?
that is what, like, that's the speed of social media. So Scott, like, Reddit is news before it hits Facebook and everywhere else.
Agreed. So my daughter is on Reddit pretty prominently.
Scott, I'll read something on Facebook, which is now probably already 3 days old from Reddit. And then 3 days later, Scott will find it and be like, hey, did you heard? And I'll be like, oh, it's so 3 days ago.
I can't even keep up with it. And, oh, what are some of the other? Shook is another one that I had to be explained. Oh, they're so, I need my daughter. I should have had her Rolodex out some of these words because 14-year-olds literally create a partial language. Mm. And I don't use any of it correctly.
Well, I don't think we're meant to. That's their language. That's their vernacular. True. And it probably, like Ebonics,
it is
formulated as a way
yeah.
to confuse the white man and to have their own language.
It is probably.
So they don't want you to know what they're talking right. about.
I should just let it go. Let yeah. it be.
And I hope I was correct in all that. And if I wasn't, Trayvon, you can please correct me, please.
Confusion. But yeah. I am also a firm believer that I think 15-year-old girls rule the world. I think they...
Oh, yeah.
For between sure. everything that has ever happened, they are controlling
music,
it.
Music, makeup, fashion, everything.
They're influencing everything. Yeah. They're the consumers that change the market. Yeah. And I tried to tell my husband that when he was talking about going back into music. And I was like, well, if Lexi likes the song, then it'll be popular. And he's like, that's ridiculous. And I was like,
that's where the money is.
I was like, guess who liked BTS 3 years ago? And now look at them here. And I was like, because if you watch, that was everything that's ever. Yeah. Boy bands. Yeah. Why are boy bands a thing? Because 15-year-old girls happened.
Yep. All the way from the Beatles on up. Mm. You know, the Beatles did not want to be a boy band. They were a punk band.
Super punk.
And in order to make money, their manager was like, so you need to put on a suit and tie and cut your hair. And then when you get popular, then maybe you can do the music you want.
Yeah.
And that's when they went from clean cut to super grungy. Because they were always grungy. And that's the music they always wanted to do.
And this just circles back to Blue's Clues. Steve bailed because he needed to go back to grunge.
Yeah.
The modern
Beatle.
Look
where that got him.
Nothing.
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
He gave up. One class ticket to nowhere.
Nowhere. I hope he's happy with his...
Yeah, I'm sure he's producing or teaching or something.
Probably. He's actually guest appearing on
new
Blue's Clues.
I haven't Googled him in a long time, so...
Yeah, he didn't age as well as I wanted
him
to.
Yeah, he's
like
bald and kind of Moby looking, isn't
like,
he?
Yeah, Young Mom had like a little bit more of a thing for him. Right? And now that it's like second generation of children watching him, I'm like, yeah. But Joe doesn't do it for me either.
Yeah. So Easter is coming up, ooh, yes. And Easter has exploded all over the stores. And every time we walk through Target, Catherine like wants candy and wants sparkle eggs. And I'm just like, do you even know what Easter is? Yeah. What is it, Catherine? Who's told you?
Does she know?
I don't know. I don't think so. We have not... those are Scott's favorite candies, and they only come out at Easter. They're the Cadbury chocolate-covered eggs, the like M&Ms, but egg-shaped with Cadbury milk in it. Mm-hmm. Cadbury chocolate milk in it.
Milk chocolate. We got
you. There we go. Two drinks in. Hey!
Sunday brunch moms!
So I grew up in a religious home, but... Scott and I have just kind of taken a back seat because Catherine's only 4 and a half. She's 5 now. We kind of just wanted to see what does she learn at school? What do her friends talk about before we really, you know, indoctrinate her with anything that we want to. And that's been the same for everything, for Christmas, Halloween. So this last year was her first real experience with Christmas. She knew what it was. She knew who Santa was. She was really excited. She really looked forward to it. She had a list.
Just follow her lead, kind of vibe on what she is into. Yeah.
So, but Easter, man, has become super commercialized, and I am not about it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, it's spring, and quote unquote Easter was appropriated by Catholicism to take away from the and I hate saying pagan, but you know, our more naturalistic holidays of celebrating spring and fertility and regrowth, which is where your eggs come in.
Which?
And your bunnies come in. They're all symbolisms.
Which is crazy because personally...
of other things.
None of the... I was raised Catholic, still practicing Catholic. I personally think that you can have both. Mm-hmm. So I'm not really... because I've done both with my kids.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why there's opposition to it, like, or why there can't be complementary teaching of it.
I feel like it's just... Like, we should be taught... Well, why do we have... why are eggs and Easter bunnies so prevalent during Easter? Because they are nowhere in... because
if anything,
the Jesus getting crucified story.
Right, well, that's the
Jesus
thing.
Doesn't have cute little bunnies hopping around his feet laying eggs.
No. If anything,
at the bottom of the cross.
Prevalence in my house is like, that's the thing, is like the whole like Easter basket part of the so my kids are like, okay, so we get ashes on our head and then we pray more for this period of time. And then we get dressed up because Jesus is, like, they know all the religious parts of it when they were younger, but they're like, they explicitly asked me, like, why are we getting chocolate bunnies? Like, you know, and you can't not be raised in a religious household and not have questions about this because there is no correlation. There is, like, grass and bunnies, and I'm like, and it, you could draw parallels to some of church teachings in a Christian sense because new life, rising, things like that. But there is, when you said, I mean, pagan does speak to it because it is for, like, there are, like, Persephone and, like, all of the various, like, gods of old. Like, this is tradition from another culture. Like, you can totally have both of those things.
And even this is tradition from our old culture.
Yeah.
Before our ancestors converted their own beliefs into Christianity. So, I mean, our old way of living, but... our older way of honoring the earth and honoring the forest and our blessings and the food on our table and everything came way long before.
No, I agree. It's the same for Thanksgiving and the same. I mean, honestly, that's every holiday when it comes to anything religious. Like, you know, why is there Fat Tuesday? Like, I have to explain to my children that...
we gotta do all the bad things before we pray for 40 days.
Right, because it's literally the Tuesday before Ash Wednesday because, I mean, like, there wouldn't be a Fat Tuesday if there wasn't Catholicism.
There's a Purim. There's a Fat Tuesday in the Jewish world.
Well, you're right.
It's
not recent, too. It's not on Tuesday, though. It's different.
No, it's not the same day.
It's the same kind of holiday because of, like, the Passover. Because Passover comes just before Easter.
So that really gets my goat, too, when... Passover and Easter don't coincide, but that all has to do with the calendar.
It does, and the
lunar
same
calendar versus whatever.
Right,
I don't even know what calendar Catholicism follows.
So, no,
or the
it's,
church follows.
It's different. So. Yeah, it is, and it's typically it goes. It should be Palm Sunday, Passover, and then Easter.
Yeah,
but they don't always do that. Yeah. So. I don't know why. I don't know why they change. Honestly, I don't know why they change. I'm going to go look that up now. I feel like a bad person.
Well, Judaism follows a lunar calendar, so I know that's why that changes and why their holy holidays seem to always move up a little bit because sunrise doesn't signify a new day. Sunset does. So when the moon rises, that is a new day.
And
I think when you have very strict Orthodox Jews that follow a lunar calendar, they don't work Fridays because come sunset Friday, that is the Sabbath.
Right. And I think the same goes for days are marked out for Catholicism. So with the months and weeks not being taken into consideration, you end up with extra days. So things get pushed back and forward. But I'm not sure. I'd have to look into that too.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me...
yeah. I don't know what calendar American churches.
Remind me to buy a bench for my house. I'm obsessed with your bench right now.
Oh, thanks.
Like, I feel somewhere between like a kid and a cat.
It's all handmade.
Because I keep swinging my leg back and forth, but I was like putting them up as well. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to like do like.
Just going to lay down, take a nap.
It is. But it's like, it feels nice on my hips and my back.
Oh, that's good.
To like lay down with like my
legs. Do some stretches. Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. I'm obsessed with your benched.
So do you guys do all the church stuff as a family? So you did Ash Wednesday and Palm Sunday's coming up soon.
We do the Stations of the Cross. Yeah. And we do so
I grew up in the Episcopal Church, so I'm diet Catholic.
Okay, it is. It's Catholic life. Yeah, the rules, is what we call it. Guilt. Yeah. Yep. LGBTQ, okay. That's like, there's like these three categories of like Episcopal that like I totally get it. I actually did quite a bit of research in I took apologetics in high school, and then after that I actually researched and studied a bunch of religions. I went to mosques and temples mm-hmm. and stuff before I like came to a conclusion to continue with the religion I've been raised in, interestingly enough. I thought I was gonna switch. My English teacher did that.
She was in my high school English teacher did that. She wanted to leave the Catholic Church and her father said, okay, I want you to research all the other religions out there and come to the conclusion which one is best for you. And she converted to Judaism.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. No, I did.
Which is like grandpa Catholicism.
Yeah, it is. It's like Jesus, that's like it. I'm going to take 70% of this. I'm going to just shave off this last part.
Well, that last part is new, you know.
Yeah.
So we're still living off the old part and the new part.
No, we do all of it, and we do the, it's come Thursday, Holy Thursday, Good
come
Friday.
Come Thursday, hey.
Yeah, no, we do like the 3 days of...
I never heard of that.
Shit. Come the day that is Thursday. Hither me and other
hey,
women.
Hey, come Thursday. That's after hump day.
Hump day, come Thursday. Fuck me Friday.
There we go. Palm Sunday. Hey!
Sleeping Saturday. And fellatio Sunday.
Oh, now you're talking. You need some of that whipped I got over there.
Right? I know. If my husband's listening, I'm lying. I'm just kidding.
Lies! All lies!
He knows I'm lying.
Yes, so does my husband. I try to tempt him with sex. He just looks at me now like...
I know! Where did it get lost?
You're lying. I was like, I swear! I swear I will give you sex if you do this! Why don't you believe me? He's like, you're lying. I'm like, no, really?
I'm pretty sure I've got like 17 IOU blowjobs. And he's like, I'm starting to think you're not going to let me cash in on these. I'm like, no, I will. I promise. So I will give you 3 more blowjobs. I'm pretty sure I'm going to die. And on my deathbed, he's going to be like, you owe me 734 blowjobs. You can't die right now. And I'm like,
open up. Let's go.
Sorry, I know. I was like, yep, if you're going to be here for the next few days.
You like, a lick counts for each one, right? Like, I just have to lick the Tootsie Roll Pop 737 times.
No, actually, we're in an interesting place because we are done having babies. So said husband got snipped a few weeks ago.
Hey.
Which was a fun adventure. Uh-huh. Let me tell you, one... He called, made an appointment. They needed no information from him, no consultation. And when he went in, 30-minute appointment, didn't actually need a driver to get home. Like, I'm pretty
sure. Did they do anything?
They did. Yeah, he's done. He's snipped.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Did he give his, like, post-op 30-day sample yet?
I've seen no. We're coming up on that. We've got a couple days. It was absolute insane. I swear to God. He has been to the dentist for work, and it has been more of a pain with scheduling insurance consultations, you know, follow up. I've had to drive him home because he went under for like
did root he like go to like a some like, seedy back door place? Cause
no, St. Joe's. We went to St. fucking Joe's.
Oh, is that where you had your kids though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so then they know that you've reproduced. So usually they That's ask probably. You a lot of questions.
We had some paperwork, about, you know, which was okay.
Like, have you had kids or it. Not? So,
but.
Up. Oh, this picture's gonna be cocked up?
Yes, okay. No, that one.
She knows that's mommy's special word, so.
Okay. I never
right.
know in context.
Family's back. I think we gotta wrap it up.
Sounds like a plan. It was good. It
was
good.
Amazing.
I think the second time was better than the first time, even though we didn't get the first time, that's all right. I'm gonna record next time. We'll have, like, try recording. We'll just set up a bunch of devices, push play,
I've done that too.
Get them. we could have not recorded, and I just wanted to come and hang out and eat food.
That's
that
true.
Was also an option. But yeah. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank
Always
you for
a fun time.
Out.
Mom brunch. And watch what videos are we watching? Amy Schumer.
Yeah, we're gonna watch
Get
Amy
on
Schumer
some Amy
next.
Schumer
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And remember the pagan parts of Easter. You know, Don't always take your children traveling with you.
Yeah, have some time to yourselves, people.
People.
Away from your partners, away from kids, whatever. Whatever your jam is, get some alone time.
I'm trying to think of what else. What else is important, Catherine?
I don't know.
What's important to you? Anything you like to do every day to make sure you relax?
Watch TV.
Yep, watch some TV.
All right, Netflix, go out there. Netflix and chill. And if you're older than 26, seriously consider not having children. I love you all, and be safe out there.
All right. I don't know if I'm going to do this like an away episode or a real episode. I'll figure that out. But this has been That More Thing, or That More Mom Brunch, or just More Mom Brunch with Christina and Shannon. And we'll talk to you guys all later. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Look at this weird.
Motherfuck, noinch. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, noinch. Smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers, rolling baddies, smoking blunts, who smokes the blunts, rolling blunts and smoking.